Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to get started in just a moment. Again, we thank you so much for joining us this morning for a time of intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. If you're on this morning and you have prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer requests with us. Going to get started in just a moment. Again, thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. Even as you are waiting for the call to start, please take this time to just be praying over the line and the Lord creating the atmosphere for the Spirit of the Lord to move. Praise the Lord. Again, we're going to ask if there are any prayer requests, and at this moment, we're going to go ahead and take those prayer requests at this time. Amen. Intercessors that are on the call, please share your name for me.
Hello, this is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Greg. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, praise
so glad
the Lord.
To have you on. Praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord. Praise the Lord, Pauline. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Elder Belinda.
Amen. Any other intercessors on the call with us this morning? going to give just a moment for others to join us on this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Thank you, Lord. There is someone that has that's got a lot of something going on in the background. Not sure who that is this morning, but you want to put your phone on mute. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. We're gonna ask Greg this morning to open us up in prayer. Amen. And we're not sure what happened on last week, Greg, but somehow we lost you on the call, but we're so grateful that you are on the line with us. Praise the Lord. So we're gonna ask you to open up this morning, and Pauline, if you would follow Greg, and then I will do the close out. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this line, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your spirit of truth that lives in us, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, Lord. For you said in your word, Lord, we ask in your name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, that you will do those things, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you said, truly, whoever believes in you will do the works that you have been doing, Lord God, and they will do even greater things than these, because you went to the Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you move by the power of your Spirit, that you answer our prayers, that the Son would be glorified, Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for delivering us from every burden, Lord. God, forgive me, Lord God, for anything that I've been doing not according to your word, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for your forgiveness on the line, forgiveness in our families, Lord. Oh, Lord God, even forgiveness for our town, that you would have mercy. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for breaking ungodly soul ties in our life and those cords of flesh that would try to entangle us, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for healing our minds and our bodies, Lord. I thank you for interceding on our behalf, Lord, before God, Lord, as you are our high priest. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the advocate, Lord, that you sent the advocate and that your Holy Spirit is our advocate, Lord. He stands up for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the encouragement by your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is better than any personal coach, stronger than the accuser, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I thank you, Lord God, for sending such a loving advocate. And that is why we don't have to fear the accuser, because our advocate is so much stronger than the God of this world. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the advocate who stands strong with us, Lord, who goes alongside us, Lord, who indwells us, Lord, the Spirit of Christ, the advocate. Thank you, Lord God, that we can stand before any judge because we have the advocate. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our testimony. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would increase our borders and our estate in Christ, that you would expand our testimony, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that, and I thank you for the advocate, that the advocate would work with us, the Holy Spirit, to increase our testimony and our faith, that we could have an enlarged, just enlarge everything in our lives, Lord God, from businesses to ministry to everything in our lives, Lord God, that it would prosper, Lord. And anywhere where there's an accuser, thank you, Lord God, for the advocate. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the advocate that you sent with us, Lord. Wherever we go, we have an advocate.
always testifying, always sticking up for us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, and I ask, Lord God, for increased awareness, Lord, even in dreams and visions, Lord. I know I struggle with the different dreams that you give me, Lord God, not knowing what's going on, struggling with the interpretation, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, for all that are dreams, Lord, waking up in the middle of the night, seeing pictures, knowing that there's a story, knowing that there's being spoken. I pray, Lord God, that you would remove those blockages to our dreams and visions, Lord God, struggling with the interpretation, that we would not wake up vexed because of the strange things we're seeing, Lord God, that we don't understand the interpretation to. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, you would remove that vexation from our minds, where the enemy would try to torment us, Lord, when we don't understand the vision, Lord. I pray, Lord God, you would speak by your Holy Spirit to us, Lord, the spirit of truth, to understand the dream, to not be struggling or agitation, Lord God, because you're speaking, Lord God, and we don't understand, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, you would remove that from our minds. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing it, Lord. Just as you gave Daniel the understanding, and Joseph, and all the different people in the Bible, Lord God, you gave them understanding, Lord God, of the dreams, of the visions, Lord. For you are not a God of confusion, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for revealing it. I thank you, Lord God, for removing that veil of confusion, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, Lord God, of not doing what you tell us to do, Lord God. Thank you for forgiving us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for a clean slate. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you separate us from our sins, Lord, as far as the east is from the west. You have removed our transgressions from us, Lord God, and you make our garments white as wool. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your cleansing. Thank you for leading and guiding us, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father. In you, there is no darkness. That we would be in the light as you are in the light. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing glory to your Son through us, through the church, through those that are on the line. Forgiving every sin. And I thank you, Lord God, that in any situation where there are accusers, where there are people trying to hold us in judgment, Lord, for past mistakes, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you sent the advocate. And I thank you, Lord God, by the power of the advocate, you are destroying every yoke. Because who can stand against your spirit, Lord God? For your spirit that you've given us, and who can accuse us, because revealing how the Father is in the Son and the Son is in the Father and the Holy Spirit is in us and we're in Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for revealing that mystery, Lord, that we would not stumble or be confused, but we would receive that goodness, that glorious relationship with you, that we would understand that mystery, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, today, Lord God, more than any other time, God. Even in spite of all that we might be facing, God, we thank you for life. God, we thank you for the Zoe life that is found in you. God, we lift you up this morning, and we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for forgiveness of sins, Lord God. Oh, my God, Father God, the things that we ought to have done and we didn't do, Lord God, the things that we did and we should not have done, Father God, we ask you, God, to forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, God, and wash us, God. Wash us by the
water of the word, God. Wash us, God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father God, this morning we come before you, Lord God. We lift up the petitions, Lord God. Lord God of the saints, God. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, to cover today. We ask you to intervene and to intercede today, Lord God. Father God, even as you did for Peter, Lord God, you say, Peter, oh my God, Jesus, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And so, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in these last and closing days, God, that the saints, the faith of the saints will not fail. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that though we suffer these afflictions, God, that our faith will not fail. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for being the God, Lord God, who answers, Lord God, all our prayers. We thank you for being the God, Lord God, who is made manifest, God, in every situation around us. We look at nature and we can see the hand of God. We look at our lives, God, and we can map the hand and the footsteps of God throughout our lives. And so, God, we thank you on today. We thank you for interceding for us, Lord God, that our faith will not fail. And God, your word declares that we are in the last days, Lord God, that perilous times shall come. And so, God, we see these things, God, all around us. We see mother against daughter, father against son. Oh my God, Jesus. Children against parents. Oh my God, Jesus. Every unholy thing that we can think of, Lord God, it has come to pass. But God, we know, Lord God, even as such has come to pass, we also know, Lord God, that your word cannot lie and you cannot fail. And so, God, we thank you on today, God, that you've given us these landmarks to look for, Lord God. Oh, my God, that when we see these things, God, we know for sure that what the word of God says will happen. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, that in these last and closing days, God, that you keep us. Oh, my God, we pray, Lord God, that you keep the saints of God, Lord God. Keep us on our knees, God. Keep us crying out to you, God. Keep us on the altar, Lord God. Oh, my God. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus on this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the person of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the cross of Christ. We thank you for salvation this morning. Oh, my God, your word declares that if in this life only we had hope, we would be as men most miserable. Oh, my God, but God, we thank you, Lord God, because we have a hope beyond the grave. We have a hope in a God that cannot fail. Oh, God, we pull on your anointing this morning, and we ask you, God, to intervene in our lives, God, collectively as the body of Christ. Intervene in our lives, God, individually, God. Oh, my God, even though our faces are different and our fingerprints are different, God, and our DNA markers are different, God, so are, Lord God, our supplications before you. And so, God, we ask you, God, that every sin, God, we ask you to meet us at the point of our need, God. Father God, we are all going through something, Lord God, but God, Lord God, all our afflictions are not the same. And so, God, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you intervene today on the behalf of the saints, God. We ask you, God, for divine intervention, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, let the God that answers by fire, let him be God. Oh, my God, you've already made an open show of the enemy. We know in whom we believe, and we are persuaded, God, we are fully persuaded, oh my God, that you're able. And so, God, we ask you, God, Lord God, whatever we have need of today, God, meet the need. Oh God, Jesus. Oh God, some of our needs are spiritual, God. Some are physical, God. And some are emotional, God. Some are financial. God, we ask you to meet the need this morning in the name of Jesus. God, do what no other power on earth can do, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you this morning, God, to come. We ask you, God, to breathe in us again, Lord God. Breath of heaven. Oh, my God. Feed us until we want no more. Oh, God, breathe in us this morning. Breathe new life in you, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Lord God, for the times that we're living in, God, we need double power. Oh, my God, Jesus, to sustain us and to keep us, God, even as we walk through, Lord God, these fiery furnaces of affliction. Oh, my God, your word declares, God, Oh, my God, that the fire will not burn us and the water will not overflow. But, God, we ask you, God, to keep us. Keep us until that day, God, of your return. Keep us until the day that we transition from this life. Oh, God, help us not to go back. There's so many saints, God. When you look every day, almost every day on the news, oh, my God, there's so many saints that are thrown in the towel. There's so many saints that are given up. There's so many saints, Lord God, that don't believe what they used to believe. Oh, my God, Jesus, have mercy. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, that we don't have itching ears, God. And listen, Lord God, to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Oh, God, that comes to dissuade us and discourage us, God, and to put us in a different path. Because we know, Lord God, that you cannot change. And the word of God is forever. And God, what you say yesterday, it still applies to today. Oh, God, we know today, God, we see through a glass darkly, but one of these days, God, everything will be made plain. Oh, God, because we're going to see you face to face. But, God, until that day, we ask you to keep us. We ask you to keep our minds together. We ask you to keep our thoughts together. Lord God, help us, Lord God, that we pull down every imagination, God, that doth so highly exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Oh, God, help us to tear down every stronghold in the name of Jesus and do what you did when you walked the earth in the person of Jesus Christ. God, help us to apply the word to every situation that the enemy brings to our life. Oh, my God, Jesus. God, we say today, Satan, the Lord Jesus rebuke you. Oh, my God. Father God, we need your power. We need your God. Oh, God, saints are killing themselves. When the pressure becomes so much, God, they feel they can't take it anymore. They're taking their own lives. Oh, God, Jesus. God, you say, Lord God, if the salt has lost its savor, oh, my God, how can the world, Lord God, be saved? If these are what the saints is doing, God, who's going to tell the lost sinner about Jesus Christ? Oh, my God, if the saints are buckling under pressure, oh, my God, Jesus, who's going to stand? And so, God, we declare today, Lord God, like Isaiah, God, send us, God. Send us, God. Oh, my God. Send us to the highways and the byways, God. God, undergird us, God. Undergird the saints of God. We pray for every pastor, God. We pray for every leader, God, that you have called. Those that are preaching the word of God in and out of season. God, those that are living holy before you, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, we pray, God, for double strength for them. We pray, God, Lord God, that you send help. We pray for the Holy Ghost, God, to touch them, God, like never before. Oh, my God, Jesus, for the things that they have to deal with, God, for the spirits, God. God, we pray for the spirit of discernment like never before, Lord God, in the lives of the pastors and the leaders, God. Oh, my God, we pray for a spirit of discernment, God, that they can spot a problem from a mile away. Oh, my God, Jesus, give them insight and strategy, God, how to handle these things. God, we know that the enemy is crafty. Oh, my God, Jesus, but we know that you are the God of heaven. Oh, my God, the God of all knowledge and power. Oh, God, Jesus, we pull on you today. Father God, we ask you, God, to remember those that are in mourning this morning. God, we pray especially, God, I pray for Tanya Rogers this morning. I pray for, Lord God, Bishop Branch this morning, God, Mother Ines this morning. I pray for the extended family members and their friends, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, that have suffered such great losses, God. And because it's so sudden, God, it hits you like a brick. Oh, God, you know exactly what I'm talking about because you're touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Oh, God, you in the person of Jesus Christ stood outside Lazarus' grave and you wept even though you knew he was getting up, Lord God, in a matter of a time, God. In a matter of minutes, God, you know he was coming out. Oh, God, even though we know that they have died in the Lord, God, this thing is a heavy thing to lift. But, God, we know, Lord God, that you're with us. We know that you're with them. I ask you to undergird them this morning. Oh, God, lift them up, God. Oh, Father God, touch them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, don't let grief overtake them. Oh, my God. I come against every spirit of depression this morning that would want to swallow them up. Oh, my God, I speak to every spirit, Lord God, of depression, every melancholy spirit. I curse you now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will not have dominion over them. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we pull on you this morning, and we ask you, God, to do what no other power on earth can do, God, save and deliver. Oh, God, heal and set free in the name of Jesus. Mighty God of heaven, we need you, God. Oh, God, let your loved ones, God, as we look, Lord God, like Abraham, God, we look to us for that day, God, when we shall go to the city whose builder and maker is God. Oh, my God. Father God, we pray, God, that even as we see how fleeting life is, that one minute we are here and the next minute we are gone, that God, that we will look, Lord God, that we will walk circumspectly, that we will do what you say to do. Oh, my God, that we will not be encumbered about, that we will not, Lord God, be numbered among those, Lord God, oh, my God, that practices sin. Oh, my God, Jesus, God, help us. God, help us, God, help us as saints, God, that we will be the saints. Help us, Lord God, that, Lord God, our lifestyle will reflect, Lord God, that we're walking with you, that we can't do what the ungodly do, God, that we can't say what they say. Oh, my God, because we have a different walk. Mighty God of heaven, we ask you today to come now. Oh, my God, be our Ebenezer of today. My God, we ask you to come now. Lord God, be Lord God, the all-sufficient one. God, we need you, God. We need you, God, dear days, Lord God. Like the Apostle Paul, that we just come through one trial, God, and here comes another. God, shipwrecked, God, almost drowned, just made it, Lord God, to land, and here comes a viper. But God, we're still trusting you and we still believe in you, because you have not failed. You cannot fail. God, when we look back over our lives, God, we can see the footprints and the hand of God working throughout our lives. And God, we call on you today, God, to continue, Lord God, to keep us, God, keep us, God. Oh, my God, Jesus, that the bulwarks can't get to us, that the buzzards can't get to us, that the naysayers can't get to us, God. Oh, my God, that discouragement cannot be lodged in our spirits. Oh, God, Jesus, just like the enemy had Sanballat and Tobiah to go and provoke the man of God. Father God, we have our own Sanballat and Tobiah today. And so, God, we ask you today, God, to strengthen our hands, strengthen our walk, strengthen our talk, God, strengthen our faith. Oh, my God, that we will not go back. Oh, God, Jesus, that we will not give up. God, strengthen us, God. Oh, my God, my God. Jesus, strengthen the men and the women of God. We ask you, God, I pray especially for Elder Belinda, God, for Pastor Belinda Farrington, God. I pray for this ministry, God, in a special way, God. God, because you have called her and assigned her to the ministry of prayer, her warfare, God, can be greater. But, God, we know in whom we believe. And so I pray, God, that you undergird her. I pray that you cover her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. I pray that you touch her hands, God, even as she raises her hands to you, God. Even, Lord God, as she fights the battles, God, that you have assigned her to fight. Oh, God, that you strengthen her, God. Strengthen her faith, God. Strengthen her walk. Strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, cause her fire not to ever go out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, renew her, God. Renew her, God. Renew her strength in you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for Bishop Branch today, God. I pray today, God, in a special way for Pastor Dye, God. God, cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. Elder Leighton Wood, God. Oh, my God, Jesus. Pastor Tina McCray and Elder Gary McCray. Oh, my God, Jesus. Dolores Westmoreland, God, and Pastor Charles Westmoreland. Father God, cover them. Oh, God, strengthen them. In the name of Jesus on today. Oh, God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, cover the saints of God. Keep us, God. Keep us, God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, remember the saints who are in the Bahamas, God, that have gone through, Lord God, the tragedy of this hurricane, God. Father God, I pray, God. Lord God, I pray that you sustain their faith, God, throughout these times, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even though it seems greater, you say it's a light affliction. And God, you say it cannot be, Lord God, it's not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us if we hold on and do not faint. So God, I pray today, God, that we don't have a fainting spirit. Hope thou in God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I speak to the spirit of the saints today. Hope thou in God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength today, Lord. Hallelujah. Mighty God of heaven. Oh, my God, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, God, for meeting the needs. I thank you, God, for coming. Breathe on us again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, remember Pastor Mabel Allen, God, wherever she is right now, God. Touch your woman servant. Cover her, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. God, remember your manservant, God. Oh, God, Jesus. Pastor Turpin, God. God, rescue him, God. Go see about him, God. Oh, God, cause this fire, God, not to go out. In the name of Jesus. God, he has gone through so much. But God, remember his prayers. You say, God, that in these days, God, that you're going to turn our prayers upside down like a vial. And when the days when we become so weak and despondent, that those prayers will come up as a memorial before you. God, remember his prayers. Oh, my God, Jesus, go see about him today. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, have mercy, God, on your saints today. Oh, my God, we bind up the spirit of suicide. I come against, my God, the spirit of depression. I come against every spirit, Lord God, today that would want to cause the saints to give up. I curse you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, I speak the Zoe life of God over the saints of God. My God, Jesus, let the spirit of God arise in the saints of God. Oh my God, Jesus. Oh God, light a fire in the belly of the saints, God. And God, cause them not to give up. My God, cause them not to go out. God, cause them not to, Lord God, to throw in the towel. Oh, God, I speak a spirit of encouragement in their spirit today. In the name of Jesus. God, you say iron shall sharpen iron. And so we pray today, God, that you're going to send your ministering angels, God. God, wherever, Lord God, the saints are suffering, God, cause these ministering angels, God, to show up, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and encourage their faith today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you today. We give you all the glory. The glory belongs to you, God. The praise belongs to you. The honor belongs to you. Ah, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. The enemy comes by, and he comes by with these tactics because he wants to shake us in our faith. But, God, we have noticed for him today that we will not go out. Oh, my God. Jesus, Satan, the Lord Jesus, rebuke you that we will not give up. Shall height or depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. So, God, we ask you, God, to remember the saints today. We ask you to encourage them, to strengthen them, to be with them, God. Oh, God, you made a promise and you cannot lie that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, my God, Jesus, even as you sent the prophet Joel to declare that in the last days we shall dream dreams and we shall have visions, God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, my God, that you don't leave us without a witness in these end times, that you make it plain, God. Show us what you're doing. Tell us what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. God, cause us to walk circumspectly, Lord God, before you, because we're always under the all-seeing eye. Oh, my God, that we're not living to impress, Lord God, other people. God, it is true that your word says that we live in epistles read by men. And God, we ought to be careful, God, that our lifestyle does not offend another God, that they're not turned off, God, from the God that we speak about, because they attribute our lifestyle to God. Oh, my God. But we know, God, in whom we believe. And so, God, we ask you today, God, to help us in our walk. Help us to do what is right before you. Help us, God, Lord God, that we are not, Lord God, oh my God, being drawn to those, God, oh God, that are facilitators of sin. Oh my God, that we are not won over by them, that we are not living, God, a lifestyle of sin. Oh my God, when we are numbered among the saints, God, there has to be a role reversal. Oh my God, Jesus, for the saints who are not walking as they ought to, God, I pray today, God, that you show them, God. Oh my God, Jesus, where they need, Lord God, oh my God, to make inventory, and they need to correct certain lifestyle, God. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh my God, that in due season, God, that one day, God, we're going to see you as you are. Lord God, the word of God says that this same Jesus shall so come in like manner. And so, God, we pray that we're not numbered among those, Lord God, the five foolish virgins that have gone in the last and closing minute to go get oil for their lamps. God, help us, God, to see the times and to gauge the seasons that we're living in. That such an hour, God, in the next split second from now, that you can burst the eastern sky. Help us to be ready, God. Oh, my God, to go with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Mighty God, go with us. Be with us, God. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Come on and just give him praise. The Spirit of the Lord is on this line. Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, I got the power. I got release the answer. I got the need. I got destroy the
Thank you, Father. My God, for you have made the Lord your God your habitation.
Yes,
I am your ebony,
Be not therefore ashamed.
ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Before the world began, Jesus.
Amen.
But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Oh, but this is my favorite verse right here. Hallelujah. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, Jesus, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
And am persuaded that he is able to keep that, Jesus, which I have committed unto him against that day. I'm not ashamed. Oh, my God. I'm not ashamed of what I believe because I know in whom I believe. I'm not ashamed of this gospel because I am persuaded that he is able to keep, hallelujah, what I have committed unto him against that day. He's going to keep me. He's going to keep everything he's promised me. He's going to keep us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And everything he spoke over us. Oh, God. Amen. So he is our keeper. He is our sustainer. He is our way maker. And I want to encourage you today. Hallelujah. You do not have to be ashamed, but you've got to be fully persuaded in the face of adversity. In the face when it looks like things are not going to work out. Hallelujah. You have got to be persuaded that he is going to keep that which he committed unto you. Hallelujah. What you committed unto him. Everything that you've given unto him. Everything that you've given to God in prayer. Everything that you believed him in, even when it was hard. Even when it felt like your very faith was fainting. Even when you felt like you were weak.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God will keep whatever you commit to him in prayer. Hallelujah. By faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, when you release your faith, when you trust your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you lay your all on the altar.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't let the cares of this life.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Keep your focus on the Lord. Hallelujah. And he'll wrap his arm around you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Who shall my heel walk with you? In my mind, so good about.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll walk with you. It could have been so in the moment. It could have been so when it feels like it's hard to take the next step. It could have been so.
Thank you, Lord.
When the enemy shows you your reality,
and
he says it looks like it's not going to work, it could have been so. God will be right there. Hallelujah. For the
Hallelujah.
Trial of your faith is working patience.
Yeah.
It's working patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've
Hallelujah.
Got to stand while your faith is on trial. My God. Jesus. Confound your enemy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ekoramatsu. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ekomatsu.
Jesus.
Ekoramansia. Thank you, Lord. I am a witness that if you hold fast to what God promised, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God will be right there to sustain you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let God arise and every one of his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God's got a way, and we can't get around it. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord for you all this morning for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. We bless the Lord that he is your anchor this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every dream that's on the inside of you, thank you, Lord. Refuse to let it die. Fight for what you believe God has given you. Fight for what you believe God has said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because help is on the way. Jesus, help is on the way. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Your help
Hallelujah.
Is on the way.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you again for joining us in this time of prayer. We pray that the Lord has met you in the only way that he can. And we ask that, hallelujah, you continue to pray for us as we continue to do the will of God. All we can do is what God says. And sometimes, thanks to God, let me encourage you, sometimes you're going to have to do this thing alone. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot quit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If
Amen.
God gave it to you, Jesus,
Jesus.
If it is the assignment of the Lord, you're going to have to stand. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
In your faith, stand, saints. Do not buckle. Do not buckle. Do not quit. Do not die. Jesus. Somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Life depends on your yes. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. The one thing that keeps me consistent is knowing that God said, I called you for a reason. There is somebody that needs what you have. Hallelujah. What I put on the inside of you, somebody needs it, so I have to keep pushing. And I say that same to you. Hallelujah. Keep pushing. Keep birthing out.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because you are somebody's answer. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now unto him who is able
to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. To the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth and forever. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
For those of you who not on these,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Go in peace, saints of God. Have a blessed day. We'll meet you again on the next week. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer.
Amen.
Amen.